We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You know, I know it's difficult because apparently this pandemic is relatively new, so people just don't know what they should do, and they're a little upset about rules they didn't know about, right? Is that...
Every day is a new adventure I'm learning.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. You just don't know what you're going to encounter when you go out in public and try and keep your distance from some people.
Yeah.
And there are people just losing their mind still.
I know. And it's pretty obvious. It's like, look, this is what you're supposed to do. If you want to go do this, if you don't want to do that, then don't do it. Then don't go and do that. Stay in and just stay home and, you know, stay in your yard. Otherwise, wear a mask. I mean, that's what they want you to do.
Like, my wife hates wearing a mask. Absolutely despises it. It bothers her. She doesn't like the way it feels. So she just chooses to make her time in places where she needs to wear a mask very limited. So, I have to go to the store. Okay, that's pretty much all I'm doing for the day. She doesn't go into places very often that she needs to wear a mask because she doesn't want to wear a mask. So she just stays away from the situation.
Yeah.
Seems rather logical.
Well, your wife ought to talk to this guy in Alaska who got kicked out of a Walmart because, he was not wearing a mask. And one of the employees stayed remarkably calm while he was screaming in her face.
Get back from your highway to hell and get out of a goddamn man's face!
Thank you.
I don't even. When I see you've not established authority to tell me to leave. You go get a man that I can no longer have.
You have more
management
here.
You can refuse service. You're refusing my service.
Yes.
Why don't you say we refuse your service? I choose to yell, and you cannot stop me.
Wow. I'm having a hard time with this, though, because this guy looks a lot like my dad.
Oh, no.
So I'm like having like these weird flashbacks of my dad yelling about the most ridiculously stupid S, which is what my dad does a lot.
Oh, no.
Now, granted, my dad wears masks and he has no problem with it, so I can't picture. I'm not having a tough time differentiating that, but he looks just like my dad, and he has the same mannerisms as my dad, and I can see my dad having a meltdown on somebody like this.
Yeah, and he says he's a godly man, and he is just being anything but godly.
Well, I do have to commend him on his fashion sense.
Oh, the fashion.
He's clearly a big fan of the Texas Longhorns with his really obnoxious orange sweatpants.
Oh, so bright. So I guess he's not originally from Alaska. That would explain, much in a way because, I was surprised.
He could be from Alaska. He's just a huge Longhorns fan. That's a shame on Alaska not having a good enough college football program for somebody to be a fan of.
I wouldn't put any money on that, Steve. I wouldn't put any money that Alaska's his home state. Because I don't know. I don't think Alaskans would be that mean to each other. I think they would figure it out one way or the other without being such an a-hole about it. That's my take. And plus, I heard
tell
a
me all
bit of
about
drawl.
The times you've been to Alaska.
Yeah, how many times have you been to Alaska?
I watched Northern Exposure, so I know everything there is to know about Alaska.
I watched Mystery Alaska. You're absolutely right.
Well, now all you know. Right. Don't forget Deadliest Catch.
True.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, those guys.
I also heard a little bit of a drawl, so that's why I'm since you said I didn't know he had Longhorns pants on, but I was like,
oh, hat and gloves.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay,
and gloves.
Yeah, he's wearing gloves.
Well,
it's Alaska. It's cold, right? Right, BJ, you've been to Alaska a bunch.
It's very cold. Have you seen the ice on the boats on the Deadly Sketch team?
Yes,
it's very cold.
I'm not saying it's right to punch a man in the face at a store. I'm just saying that if I was the boss of Walmart, I wouldn't fire my employee for punching that man in the face.
Yeah, you know, just the disregard of all of it. Because
I might even make them employee of the month.
Yeah. I'm with you. Oh, we got more. By the way, there's more. I don't know if you missed it. There's even more of this guy losing his mind.
Right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. My happiness is best served by standing in your face and say you are fool and wrong. You have no authority over me.
Quit spitting all over people.
Do you need my ID?
No, I don't. I need
you're trying to make witness that I'm wrong.
No, if you touch me, I have proof.
No, you threatened to hit me. I all have proof. Not
because,
me, them.
Because you're trying to fight everybody in the god store.
Now, fight involves contact, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you're about in my contact. You're about in my contact.
And when you got in my face and threatened to hit me, you were this close, bitch.
Because you stepped
up to me.
Thank you. Oh, I'm about to knock him out.
You threatened me!
Ain't nobody threatening you! Get the hell out of the store!
Did you would! Come you little mindless.
Honestly, those people involved at Walmart should be allowed to sit down and negotiate any wartime situation. Seriously, if they can keep their heads in that, they can keep their heads in anything.
If I'm the manager, I'm like, look, you guys handled yourself really well, but we have to go into the back room and we need to drug test you because clearly you're stoned if you're able to handle and be chill around this moron.
Yeah, here's a cup. You must have a lot in your system.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
What the hell, dude? Just leave the freaking store.
Boy, that guy needs to be put in some care.
I love that woman. Was like, I'm about to knock him out.
Yeah.
Are you threatening me?
Man, I mean, on every.
He defined what physical violence, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, are we fighting? This is what fighting is. Oh, that reminded me of my dad, too. He's very, like, you know, very.
Yeah.
He needed to define things for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very verbally abusive. Of course, you know, it takes one to know one. I do know that. I may not have been to Alaska, but I've been to a verbal abuse town, USA, and that guy was doing it.
One Texas brought up a very good point. He sounds a lot like this popular celebrity.
Do you understand me?
Oh, yeah.
With me.
It's true.
My gosh, he is Meatloaf.
Meatloaf rage.
Yeah. What if they started calling him Meatloaf? Okay, Mr. Meatloaf.
That would be so great.
Love that. That
please leave awesome. Our store.
Man. And just to get yourself worked up over the fact that, okay, let me put the mask on and then I'll go shopping and buy something nice. Really? You know, Walmart has all these good stuff. Why are you getting pissed? Put the mask on and get yourself a treat. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, get a Snickers bar or something. Exactly. Come on, man.
He needs a case of them.
This would be the greatest Snickers commercial.
Right? Sure would.
All of a sudden, he bites into his Snickers, and it's Danny.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Like my mask?
Feel great. What would they write on the Snickers bar? What would you call him the way he was before he was, you know?
They're calling this guy Terry. I guess that's the new thing. Angry Terry.
Angry Terry.
I don't know why Terry.
All right.
But that's the one I saw some people calling this guy.
Angry Terry. Yeah, why Terry?
Well, you know, why Karen?
Good call.
Yeah, good point.
All right. Well, we have another question. Why would a man go to a Taco Bell drive-thru completely naked?
Did he wear a mask?
Good question.
Oh, man.
I know you'll answer it for us. Steve's got the mix report for us at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Metro by T-Mobile. And it's a very, very special day. Happy National Tofu Day.
Woo!
I'm just kidding. Today's BJ's birthday.
Yeah!
It's the Dirty 30 times two.
Yeah.
Happy 60th birthday, BJ Shea.
The 30 times two, baby.
That's right. So you can get extra dirty today.
That's right.
Which is a weird segue because my parents are on the phone.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
BJ!
Happy birthday to you.
He's singing along.
We love you. Happy birthday. Happy kisses.
Thank you, guys.
Love you.
Oh, even your dad loves me.
Yeah. Well, you know, my dad doesn't love many people, but I think it's the whole Star Trek thing.
Oh, yeah. Plus, we now can eat at the same early bird buffets.
Yes, you guys can meet up at 3 p.m. for dinner.
This will be great.
A late dinner. It's also national. Here come all the Green Day, well, wake me up when September ends jokes. So just expect that on your Facebook page. It's going to happen.
But it just started.
But it just, September just started. I know. People are going to start doing it now.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, oh, here comes September. Wake me up when this month ends.
Yeah. I'm going to share it now.
I figured you would. I'm kind of surprised you haven't yet. And if you do it, you know one person's going to say this.
What the
That's good morning,
Billy Joe from Green.
Yeah, at least wait till September 29th or something.
Yeah. All right, BJ, one way you can celebrate your birthday is by going to Taco Bell.
Okay.
Naked. Because that's what one guy did in Oklahoma City.
Woo!
Apparently wanted to show his thunder to a Taco Bell drive-thru worker. He's 61, so he's a year older, so you're not as mature as this
guy. Guy was 61 and he was naked.
Yes, he showed up to the drive-thru naked on Saturday because it's the weekend. Who wears clothes?
That's a good point.
And they actually did ask him, why are you naked, sir? And he's like, well, all of my clothes are in the wash.
Oh, well, all right. See, it's reasonable.
And they actually fulfilled his order and just hoped that he would leave. But then he asked for one more taco. They gave him one, and I think he realized he now has the power. He's naked. They want him to leave so he can keep asking for stuff. So he didn't leave again. So then he asked for some hot sauce, then some napkins. Finally, he left. Then he came back through the drive-thru again. He wanted more sauce.
Okay.
So at that point, you got to give props to the employees. They're like, look, just go, man. We don't want to deal with you. At that point, they finally said, fine, we're calling the cops. And the cops were called. He told the police all of his clothes were in the laundry, so at least his story matched up to the earlier one. But he was hungry, so he got in the car and headed on off to Taco Bell. He didn't know that it was illegal to drive naked.
He's only
61.
Yeah, he didn't know that. Yeah.
Dude, this story's bonkers because it involves an Oregon man. It's a sad story because the guy died, but man, the story itself is just insane. He was hunting, and he shot a bull elk with the bow and arrow. He was archery hunting.
Whoa.
And this happened on Saturday. He's 66 years old. His name was Mark. Shot the elk, and then I guess darkness set in, so he wasn't able to track down the wounded animal. I guess, trying to get it for food or whatever it may be. So they were like, okay, well, we'll wake up in the morning. We'll look for that elk tomorrow. 9 in the morning, they woke up on Sunday, went out to look for the animal, and they found the animal. And that elk that he shot fatally gored him in the neck. So attacked the guy that shot him.
Whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
So
and you said fatally gored him?
Yes.
So the guy's dead?
Yes.
Well, all right then.
Of all things.
I mean, this is, wow.
Do you think that the elk recognized him or he was just pissed off because he had an arrow in him?
That's a really good question.
Unless he recognized him.
You son of a bitch. Yeah. You came back?
Yep, he said, the buck stops here.
Jeez. It's like John Wick, but it's an elk instead of Keanu Reeves.
Elk Wick.
That's awesome.
I mean, the acting will probably still be on the same level.
Hey!
Never mind. Well, anyways, they had to kill the elk as well, but they then took the meat of the elk and donated it to the Tillamook County Jail.
Dude, that's so... I mean, look, people go hunting. That is just horrific.
Apparently, bull elk, according to the Yellowstone National Park Twitter account, are very dangerous during this time, and you are responsible for your own safety.
Okay, so, I mean, he wasn't doing anything illegal, but the elk just said, okay, buddy.
That's not the only crazy story in the news today. There's a Florida guy by the name of Darnell. He was busted for attempted murder over the weekend over an incident that happened back in April at a convenience store in Miami. he's a regular at the store, and he was arrested because with some shots fired at a person. He's like, oh, I didn't do it. He gets a lawyer. Oddly enough, his lawyer's name is Scott Saul. Better call Saul.
Oh, nice.
Saul sent the footage to Darnell and then realized what went down. Darnell didn't do any of this. He didn't try and kill anybody, but he has a half-brother, Dalton, who apparently fired a shot at the storefront after an argument about cigar prices, and he was in the car that traced back to their mom, and that's why they thought it was Darnell.
Oh, damn.
Turns out it was his half-brother who looks a lot like him. So he's fortunately going to not get in any trouble. And Saul, I just like bringing up his last name, Better Call Saul.
He called Saul.
If I didn't get the information about the brother, this poor guy would have gone to trial and probably would have been found guilty in a heartbeat because of how everything matched up.
Damn, dude. Gosh darn it, man.
You guys remember Manti Te'o?
Yeah. Oh, I do. I think I do.
He was the NFL linebacker that during, like, right around the draft time when he was, like, this hot up-and-coming player, got involved in a catfishing scandal where he thought he was, that there's he was dating someone, but it turned out there was nobody really that he was dating.
Yes.
Had a health problem.
Yes.
He got married to an actual person, so congratulations.
Are you sure he's not catfished?
Do you think, how cool is he with, like the story? You know what I mean? Like, because if I'm his best man, that best man speech is just the ultimate roast.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, I would definitely, as a comedy bit, bring somebody else in the room and go, I know you think you're marrying her, but it's not her. This is the real person you're marrying.
Or do you think people mess with him? Did anyone object to this wedding? And then everything just... All of a sudden, like, a little computer email alert goes off?
Yeah.
No? Probably not.
I like that idea.
I don't think he's going to want to do that. Well, congratulations, Manti.
Yeah.
There you go. Mariners beat the Angels yesterday 2-1. Big win.
Oh, good job.
And Mariners might now be technically in second place because the first place team, the Oakland A's, are told they can't play baseball right now.
With us.
Right. We were supposed to play two games with them. Been postponed because of the coronavirus scare with somebody that's part of the Oakland A's organization. So,
yeah,
so they're going to have to figure that all out, but the Mariners are not playing. So, technically, our first place team is not. I know they're still around, but it would be kind of funny if they bumped them up.
Yeah, as far as we're concerned, the Oakland A's no longer exist.
That's right. They are done. You know who's done, BJ?
I know.
The Boston Bruins. What a game. I don't know if you watched any of it.
I didn't see it, but I knew what was going to happen.
Dude, they made a game out of it. Two overtimes. They ended up losing to Tampa Bay Lightning in the NHL playoffs. They lost 3-2. They lost the series 4-1. Colorado looked like they were going to be just done because they just kept getting spanked by Dallas. They turned it around, beat them 6-3 yesterday. Now it's a 3-2 series lead for Dallas. Tonight you got the Islanders. They're trying to wrap it up against the Flyers with a 3-1 series lead. And the Knights can also do the same against the Vancouver Canucks, also with a 3-1 series lead. As far as weather, 78 degrees and sunny. A great day to celebrate your birthday, BJ. Thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Seattle. And that's the major report, and that's what's up.
Yeah, Bruins lost two overtime games in that series. So, you know, that's with those OT games, man, it's sudden death, baby.
And it could be the end of an era for them. I mean, if you're a hockey fan, everybody just, you always connect Zdeno Chara as the captain.
Oh, this is it, huh?
This was his final season. He says he doesn't want to stop playing, but there's a very good chance he is not has any doesn't have any say in whether or not he's going to be playing as a Boston Bruin next year.
Yeah, boy,
so he's probably going to be playing in a different team, which would be very weird to see.
Yeah,
because he's so recognizable. He's like 6 foot, like 15.
Yeah, he's a monster out there.
And then you put him on skates, and he's like 37 feet tall.
Yeah,
it's so weird on the handshake. He just looks like a. He looks like a man, like wishing well to a little league hockey team, like the midget hockey team. He's just so damn big, that guy.
How hard is it to be that tall and skate around like that, though?
I don't think it's hard at all for him. He's great on the ice, but yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with it. But it's funny to see because he's just so much bigger than everybody else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, he definitely brought a lot of joy to that town and a lot of winning too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got to the playoffs a lot, got to the finals a few times, or at least a couple times anyway with him.
Yep.
Yeah, so not too shabby, but they're out.
Bye bye.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What species of whale is known for singing long, complex songs?
Sperm whale.
No.
Whale. Orca.
No.
Blue.
No.
I know this only because of Star Trek, a humpback whale.
Yeah.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.